On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, growing up in rural Kentucky meant a crowded house, no running water, but a loving family for Vel Snyder. In this conversation with her daughter, Nancy Ross Zimmerman, she recounts some memories of her childhood and overcoming obstacles on her way to a long career in education.
I was born in our house. My mom had 8 children all at home. I grew up there in Gilpin, Kentucky.
Yeah, in Casey County. And how many rooms did you have in your house?
4. With 8 children. And it's 4 girls and 4 boys. And us 4 girls had to sleep together. And if you had to turn over, you had to say something or else somebody would fall on the floor.
And I remember you talking about sometimes you would want some privacy or something and you'd go off in the mountains.
Yeah, we had a little creek that went down the side of the yard. It would dry most of the time. And I would just lay down there and sleep. Sometimes if it was winter, I would crawl under a dresser and sleep there.
Oh, inside the house?
Yeah.
So you liked school?
Yeah.
And did you? What were your teachers like?
My mom and dad believed in education. Like a lot of the people would keep their kids out during the summer to work on the farms. Mm-hmm. My dad would never do that. He always made sure that we went to school.
So tell me about going to high school and how you... When you got to 8th grade, what happened?
Well, we didn't have a way to get to high school. I finished the 8th grade, and I couldn't go on to high school because there were no buses or anything. So I stayed out a year, and then I didn't like staying out a year. So the next year, I went back and took the 8th grade again. And then the following year, my dad took me to Middleburg, and I started high school. It was quite a way to Middleburg, 7 or 8 miles. So we rented a room. But it was on the second floor, and it's not air conditioning. It was hot in the fall. So we tried to do our homework, but it was too hot. So we walked home, and then my dad had to bring us back the next day. So he talked to one of his brothers that lived like a mile from school, and they agreed to let me stay with them and go to high school. So I stayed with Uncle Claude for a year. I would go home on the weekends, but I stayed there during the week.
And when you graduated, what were you?
I was not the valedictorian, but the next one.
The salutatorian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was the valedictorian?
Veda Scottby.
Oh.
He and I were great friends.
But he beat you out.
Yeah, by a little bit.
So when you finished high school, what did you think you were going
to
do?
Well, I wanted to go to college, but they had this plan that they would mortgage the farm and send Maureen to college. And then she would graduate, get a job, and send Melvin and so on until all the kids got to go to college. But she wasn't out of college too long. She had a job teaching, but she eloped, and that changed everything. We ended up with just a big mortgage, and my dad said he would never mortgage the farm again. If anybody went to college, they have to do it on their own. So I was the only one that went on, got my college education.
And you went for 4 years straight?
No, I'd have to go a year and then stop and teach a year and then go back a year. And it got old, so I got married. But I wanted to finish school, so even though I waited until you and David were born and I began calling to find out about going back to UC. And then we found out that they needed teachers in Newport with emergency certificates. So I went over there and they hired me. And then I signed up at UC and continued until I got my master's degree.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.